It's Divas That Care Radio, stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
Hello to all. Welcome to Divas That Care Network. I am Joyce Benning, and I will be your host for this absolutely invigorating, robust lifestyle show. I would like to thank each one of our listeners that have tuned in live today and the ones that will be listening to the recording on the numerous podcasts. I am so very grateful and thankful for each and every one of you. And as I said, you are in for one invigorating show today, as I have with me my returning incredible monthly diva, Deb Matlock. And her and I are going to chat about finding awe in each inspiring day. Oh my, is this going to be a magical show. And with that, Deb, would you please introduce yourself to our listeners today?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me back on your wonderful show. As Joyce said, I'm Deb Matlock. I'm coming to you from Colorado in the U.S. today on a lovely April morning, and I run a small business called Wild Rhythms, where I offer workshops and trainings for practitioners in nature connection work and basically helping people find their deep and sacred connection to the wild world all around us. And I'm really looking forward to this topic. It's one that I really is near and dear to my heart and feeds my soul on a regular basis, so I can't wait to chat.
Oh, man, Deb. You said just what I feel, too. It just feeds my soul on every day. It's just finding the awe in each inspiring day. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And then with you being the connection to help people to get that deep and sacred connection back to earth and wildlife and all of it that just comes in together in a full circle web. Well, what are some thoughts that come into your mind when you think about finding the awe?
Yeah, you know, the thing that comes to mind first is I just got back from a trip to Texas to watch the total solar eclipse, which was incredibly beautiful. A little cloudy, but still just absolutely awe-inspiring. I mean, just amazing. I had tears in my eyes. And you know, we were traveling, my family's from Texas, and so we used to travel there all the time, and driving through these familiar landscapes with a lot of other people. There were a lot of people on the move in the United States for this eclipse. I saw a news story say that it was like the equivalent of 50 Super Bowls worth of people traveling to see totality of this eclipse. And as we were driving down, I was just struck by so many moments of beauty and awe as we were heading down to the location for the one little, you know, two-hour event, which was incredible, don't get me wrong, but going through these familiar landscapes that were landscapes of my childhood, you know, just driving down these Texas highways, and there's flowers and windmills and, you know, just there's so much beauty. And having that many hours in the car, I just started thinking, this is so interesting because, you know, we live in this magical, miraculous world, and while it's super wonderful and exciting, and I'm not going to lie, I'll be excited about the next eclipse, you know, if I'm on the planet for it, it's also just amazing to see what goes on every day. And then it's got me thinking, what if we were to look at every day with the same kind of enamor as we look at the big events like the Northern Lights or some incredible sunset, which, of course, is still worth noting. But there's so much that we can miss if we don't say, wait a minute, what if I just look for the awe? If I just stay open to it, you know, what does our life look like then? And how much do we notice that we might have otherwise missed?
Oh, how very true that is. Oh, my goodness. That just brings to mind this morning while I was outside taking care of the animals. I was just thinking about our show today and just seeing the awe, and it was the first thing that came to my mind was the birds, because they were singing immediately when I opened the door this morning. And then I got the most beautiful picture of a beautiful red bird just singing away. I asked him, may I take your picture? And he said, sure. And he even, like, posed. He looked right at me as I took it. And it was just, what more awe can you find than in something like this that is giving you so much beauty giving you such beautiful music, and just sitting up in the trees and just enjoying every moment of the morning. And I'm like, oh my, this is total awe in an inspiring day.
Oh, I love, that's a perfect example, is the birds and the, you know, they probably sing pretty much every morning, certain times of year. And yet, you know, how easy is it to miss that or just to take a quick notice? But like what you did is you stopped and you really let it sink in. And then I think in that moment, you and that red bird had this beautiful connection, you know, and now you've got this picture to remember it for the rest of your life. And all of that took, what, a few seconds? I mean, that's what excites me about it, is it doesn't really demand of us to drop everything we have to do, all of our chores and obligations. It's more like a perspective shift. And you know, similarly, yesterday afternoon, I was putting some seeds in trays, and a little later than I wanted to, but still, this is Colorado. We could still have some snow and some freeze. So, you know, I was just putting some flower seeds out there, and I was sitting out, and I had all my stuff spread out in my little seed trays, and I was outside for a while. So I was out there long enough, you know, that the birds were probably, I stopped being novel, and I went back, they went back to their normal behaviors, you know, they kind of went back to baseline, and then I look up all of a sudden, there's a robin about 2 feet from me, staring really interestingly, and like, what is she doing with these little seeds and these seed trays? And I just looked up and I said, well, hi, I'm trying to put some flowers out for our yard this summer, you know. And then the robin just sat there for a minute more and then hopped off and wasn't afraid. And we just had this nice little connection. And it was awe-inspiring in my heart, like this beautiful bird looking at what I was doing. And we just had this moment. And I remember in that yesterday thinking, you know, this is, that's why I love being at home. I mean, not that I don't want to ever travel, but it's like this happened just sitting out off my back patio. This beautiful moment. I didn't have to travel anywhere. I didn't have to spend a ton of money. I was just doing seeds, and the robin was kind of interested. And the robin will hopefully be around all summer anyways, and we'll probably enjoy the flowers, hopefully.
Right. Oh, and that just brings to mind, too. I was talking to some friends, and they were telling me all these places they're going to travel to, and they looked at me and said, well, where are you going? I said, I just go outside and just look into nature. And I said, I go outside and go down. My dog and I go down to the creek area and just see all the beauty. It was just like the other day, there were deer out there. And my dog and I just both stood there and just looked at them, and they looked at us. And it was just a connection. Nobody was scared. Everybody knew they were safe. And we just had those moments of just looking and observing one another, because I know we look different to them too, and they are so beautiful. And I'm like, oh my goodness. I said, that's my vacation. And they just kind of chuckled and go, well, I'm glad you can find that in this area. And I said, oh, it's everywhere.
Oh, and I think what you just said is exactly it. It's everywhere. It just doesn't matter where we are in the world. You know, we could be in the middle of the biggest, most human crowded city. And if we let ourselves say, I'm just going to focus on the awe and the magic and the miracles and the beauty and what makes my heart sing, you know, we're going to find it anywhere, inside, outside, you know, different seasons, different places, in crowds of people, when we're alone. You know, it's phenomenal to me. And I think when we expand the idea of what awe actually is, yeah, it's beautiful sunsets and incredible eclipses, no question. You know, like those things are almost universally agreed upon to be awe-inspiring. You know, but if we define it for ourselves as something, you know, that is so broad, you know, something that just grabs our attention. You know, an ant dragging a little leaf across the patio, a leaf that's five times as big as the ant. You know, that's amazing. You know, like, I look at that little guy, I'm like, I can't imagine dragging something that large compared to my size by myself across a hot stone patio in July, but yet the ants do it all the time, you know, and that's awesome. It's amazing.
Right.
And it's right outside the door.
It's just right there. And even something else that comes to mind, like you said, being in the city, even sitting down with a good cup of coffee can put you, or a good cup of hot tea or whatever your favorite one is, like that, it can just put you in awe for the taste that you get to savor from that drink. And if you stop and think about, well, how was this coffee made, or how was this tea made, and kind of go into the awe of the where it came from and the taste that it brings to you and the enjoyment and refreshness it gives you. I mean, there's so many ways to find the awe in just simple little things, even like that.
Oh, I think that's a great example, you know, and especially because we're often putting tastes in our mouth all day long and not necessarily being conscious of it, you know, but like a little bit of a buttery taste on a piece of toast, that toast changes a lot, and it becomes this different experience. And, you know, for people who can smell well, you know, the aromas of teas and, yeah, it's just like this magical sensory awareness almost that we can indulge ourselves in. But I think it's even more than an indulgence. I think it's a really important part of orienting ourselves to seeing the world around us as sacred and seeing our life journey as a spiritual journey of importance and connection. And, you know, one of the things that I loved about the eclipse last week was that so many people got excited about a natural phenomenon. You know, and mm-hmm. It was just interesting. It's like a reminder that we all have this inside of us, you know, and how do we activate it such that literally the seed popping out of the soil is unbelievably exciting to us, because that is really unbelievably exciting. You know, I'm planting seeds yesterday, and these little tiny seeds, I'm like, this is going to become some amazing flower. Like, that is oh my gosh, that's such a miracle, you know, mm-hmm. And yet this tiny little seed that I could barely hold in my hand, you know, I was having a piece of paper so I wouldn't drop the seeds and not be able to find them again, you know, underneath my hand. And I was like, this is going to become this incredible flower in a few months. I mean, Wow.
It is. It is just wow how it can come out of that little seed. And it also brings to my mind, last fall I had lettuce out in my garden, and I thought, and I cut it off for when it got cold and everything. And it is just amazing now this spring, some of that lettuce has come back up. And it's just beautiful. I'm like, how did it survive under there all winter long in the cold and the snow and everything? And now it's beautiful. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is just amazing.
Yeah, exactly. And so the winter season was, we're all doing our own thing, and under the ground are all these other, you know, plants are doing their thing, you know, and then it's always it's like an explosion of surprise every spring to see who made it through the winter and who's naturalized and made a bigger patch of themselves. And, you know, it's such an amazing, amazing show of wildness that we get to see every day, and we get to watch it as much as we want to focus. It's right there, no matter where we are. And I think that if we allow ourselves to be awe-inspired by the world around us, I mean, gosh, doesn't that just make our lives more rich? Doesn't that make our senses more acute? And doesn't that make us more able to see other beings and feel compassion towards them when we realize that they are just amazingly awe-inspiring?
Oh, definitely. Oh, I love that. All inspired by the world around us and how true that is. And it only takes seconds out of your day to realize that beauty. It's just like this morning feeding horses. Yeah, I could just feed them and be done. But you look into their eyes and you take those moments just to touch them and pet them and just enjoy their beauty, because they have so much to offer. And be it your dog or your cat or even a bird that you have as a little pet bird, or any animal that you have, if you just take those moments to connect with them, you will be amazed what it does for your soul. At least for me, it's just like it gives me a whole new energy, a whole new look on life. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is just incredible. They're just amazing what they can give to you.
Oh, gosh, yeah, you're giving me chills. You know, and a similar story that I can share along those same lines is with my cat, where he'll jump in my lap. Whenever I sit at my desk to do email or whatever on the computer, he's there. And, you know, it's sort of like, I think he thinks we do all that together, and we probably do, actually. He's probably giving me thoughts in my... But every now and then he'll just gaze up at me, and I'll feel his eyes shift up to my face, and I'll look down at him, and he's just staring into my eyes, and I'm staring into his, and there's just like such a tenderness of exchange of love and affection. He'll start to purr, and I'll, you know, it's like I call them little soul moments, because I can't think of a better way to describe it. You know, it's like sometimes he'll just sleep in my lap, but when he decides to turn his eyes towards mine, and we can look into each other like you describe with your horses, you know, then there's this recognition that here we are on this big, amazing planet with so many people and so many cats, you know, so many people, so many horses, but whoever, but why is it in the miracle mystery of it all are he and I sitting there together in that moment? You know, why do we get to have our time together for these years? You know, what is that bigger mystery? And I think about all the animals that I've had in my life that have passed, and I think often about the animals that I haven't met yet, you know, that, that will be in my life and that will mean so much to me, and who today, I have no idea who they are or what they even look like, you know. And it's just these miracle connection moments, I think, are part of this awe in such an important way, because they're the things that weave together and create our lives. I mean, like you said, yeah, you could go toss food out there at your horses and, you know, get back to whatever else you were doing, or you can take that moment and have a real connection with them and appreciate them and them, you know, likely appreciating you. And then a basic simple chore becomes something much more sacred and meaningful. And it's just a simple perspective.
Oh, yes. Oh, I so agree, because I love to feed my horses. It's not it's not a chore, because it's just, it's a time for us to connect and a time where I can be with them and give them the nourishment they need, and they give me the nourishment back that I need for the day. And it is, it's just beautiful moments. And I love that how you said those little soul moments where you look into each other's eyes, because, oh, I experienced that so much with my horses and with my little Minka girl. And, I mean, it's just, I'll look and she's looking right up at me. And, I mean, it's just like we connect heart to heart, soul to soul. And, it, oh, what a beautiful connection that is when you make that connection with an animal.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, I could not agree more. And it's just like in those moments, too, it also brings me back to earth. If I was getting stuck in my head or getting stressed out about my to-do list or any number of those things, I always make myself notice those moments, and then I stop, and I enjoy those moments when my cat's interested. Because, you know, cats, it's kind of on his terms a lot, but, you know, we'll do it on his terms. And, you know, I just, like, these are the moments. Like, the email is still going to be there 20 minutes from now or 5 minutes from now. You know, it's, I don't want to miss those moments of connection. And just like the robin yesterday, I don't know that I'll ever see that specific robin again. I'm guessing that robin is probably hanging out around here. But it was just a precious moment in time with us looking at each other, and I just kind of explained what I was doing. And, you know, I mean, it was just sort of a moment, and it's like it made my afternoon better. And it took no time at all. And it also reminded me that I'm part of a much bigger community. It's not just humans. It's all the beings and all the phenomenon. I mean, like the world we get to live in just feels like such a precious gift. It's just such an amazing gift, I think.
Oh, I so agree with you. It's just all of it. I mean, the sky, the trees, the land, the animals, the flowers, just the vegetation out there. It's just all in awe. This morning I was looking around and the trees are just budding out so beautiful. And I'm like, oh my, it is just amazing. It's always amazing to me every year, and they do it every year, but I still get amazed every year how the beauty is when they start to bud out in the spring. I'm like, here they've been dormant all winter long, kind of like unclothed is what I call it, without any leaves or anything. And then comes springtime, and nobody has to tell them. They're not on any calendar or any time clock or anything. They just know when to start budding out with those beautiful green leaves. And I'm like, this is just incredible how nature all works. I just, like I said, I'm amazed every spring.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I totally agree with like the bulbs and the we've got some trees here in Colorado that are starting to blossom, and this is the time of year I sort of say a little prayer, like, okay, I understand the weather cycles, but maybe we could not have another freeze because these trees are so beautiful. And it's a little risky still here, but this is what the fruit trees do every year. And so then the years when they get to go fully through their cycle and into their fruit, it's such a gift too, because sometimes that gets short-circuited by a spring freeze.
Yeah.
But right now, it's just stunning. I was walking the dogs around the neighborhood this morning, and it was just like these firework explosions of trees, whites and pinks. And the bees are just sort of starting to kind of get involved. And, you know, there's a few bees. And it's just such a reassuring and also awe-inspiring thing, the seasons and how they change and what we can notice. And again, no matter where we are in the world, even if we're living on the equator where seasons aren't quite so drastic as some other places, you know. I mean, I live in a state where we pretty much have four seasons, and they're pretty drastic. You know, I can sort of tell the difference, but I know that every place has subtle changes through the year. Even if the seasons are, you know, the temperature stays relatively similar, there's still subtle changes. It's the way that nature works, and there's still so much for us to notice and observe and allow ourselves to be inspired by.
Yes, there is so much. And to remember that we are just in a full circle web, how we can all connect and all help each other and just make this world a better place by all working together and taking those moments to enjoy it. And just like the redbird this morning, yeah, I could have been busy and probably not even heard him, let alone see him in the tree. And it was just such an inspiring moment. It was like we had that little soul moment, almost, is what it seemed like for this beautiful redbird. And we have quite a few of them around. And whether that one's always here, I don't know. But I sure enjoyed him this morning. And they a lot of times sing to me when I'm doing out with my horses. And it is just such beautiful music if you just stop and listen. That's all you have to do. I say go into your heart space and you'll be amazed what you can hear from the world.
Ooh, I love that. Yeah, go into your heart space. Listen from your heart space. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it, because that's where we can see the magic. That's where we can really appreciate. Instead of going, oh gosh, there's ants on my patio, going, whoa, look at what they're doing. Like, this is impressive. They have a whole complex world going on down there. And then our heart space, I think, is a really wise place. It's a place that allows us to act from a much more compassionate, connected place. Because we do have to make choices. We do have to act. You know, life isn't as hard, you know. To live, we have to eat. And to, you know, like, there's things we have to do. But we can do that from a compassion, heart-centered place as opposed to a lackadaisical, I'm better than everybody, you know, other beings kind of place. And I think that's a really important focus and an important shift.
Oh, I so feel that way, because I always feel the animals live from their heart space. They don't have that ego that they have to think about. They're automatically from their heart space, and that's how they live their life. I mean, I see it in my dog. I see it in my horses. They're always in that heart space, whereas humans get too caught up in the worldly ego space, I think, sometimes, and we forget to go back to that heart space where we know that's where we will find the truth and find the soul moments and that spiritual journey and the magic in all of it. Well, that's kind of my thoughts on it.
Oh, I think those are wise words. They resonate deeply with me as well. And I think, you know, we can still be excited about, you know, amazing things like solar eclipses and sunsets and visiting the Grand Canyon. And, you know, I think there's absolute place for that. And I think that we can also get inspiration from the excitement for those events, to look around us and realize how many amazing events and, you know, processes and experiences are just happening constantly, absolutely constantly, no matter where we are.
Now, there is always something that is just can catch your attention if you just give it the moment to catch your attention, because there is always so much beauty that surrounds you, or like I said, even in a cup of coffee, or just everything, just the small little things in life. I think sometimes that we're so busy looking for the big things in life that we fail to see and miss the small little things in life that are giving us so much, that it's just unbelievable how much the little things in life can add to make our life complete, to fill us with energy, and to fill that full circle web.
Oh, so well said. So very well said. Yeah.
Oh, Deb, this has just been a great topic, and I knew it would be. You and I could continue talking for hours of all the awe and the wonders in this world that inspire us and make us, I say, gives me the chills a lot of times, because it's just so magical out there. And we could just keep on talking, and this has gone so quickly, and I knew it would.
Yeah, I can't believe that either. Yeah, and I would just invite listeners to just challenge, and I'll do this too, challenge ourselves to step out our doors and notice one awe-inspiring something or some being or some process that maybe we just haven't noticed before. Because I think that no matter how conscious we are about this, there's always more. There's always more to notice. So, I mean, I think this could be a fun little thing we can all do wherever we are in the world, just knowing that we're all out there looking for these things for us, you know, in our own places.
Oh, I love that challenge. That is just beautiful. And before we do close, Deb, would you please share with our listeners the best ways that they may connect with you?
Absolutely. You're welcome to check out my website at wild-rhythms.com, and that'll lead you to being able to sign up for my email newsletter and all my social media platforms. And I've also got a Facebook group for those who like Facebook called Sacred Connection, Earth, Animals, and Spirit. And you're welcome to hop onto Facebook and join that group if that's of interest as well.
Oh, perfect, Deb. Oh, thank you so much for being my guest on Robust Lifestyles again. And I so look forward to next month when you share more of all your deeply connection to the earth, animals, and spirits, and helping others to become that connection. So with that, I want to wish you magic in each and every day till you and I connect again.
Oh, right back at you, and to all your listeners as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Deb. And I want to thank all of our listeners for listening to this incredible show with our amazing diva, Deb Matlock. Please share this show with your family and friends. Check out all the other hosts and their shows on divasatcare.com. And remember the challenge that Deb gave each and every one of us, to just step outside of our busy life and just find that awe in that moment, and you will be amazed at what you find. And another thing, some of the other golden nuggets she left with us, the magical sensory awareness that you can feel. It's just amazing. And the awe inspires by the world around us. And connect eye to eye with your animals and get those little soul moments, or even with the bird like I did today. It is just beautiful when you have that soul connection. And with that, I want to wish each of you a very magical day. Remember, be kind to all, including the animals and nature and all the land around you. Give your animals a great big extra hug and share all your love with them. Until we connect again on Robust Lifestyles, stay strong and healthy.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.